This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Know that we are living in a home.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome back to our program Islam Quest. And in this episode, we are dealing with a very important question. Is Quran from Allah the Most High? We have mentioned four top reasons why Quran is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we mentioned that Quran claims that it is from Allah. We mentioned that the challenge of the Quran is a proven challenge to the people of the world, that it is from Allah and they will never be able to produce something similar to it even. And we have mentioned the language of the Quran is par excellent, and that is a proof that it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've also mentioned that Quran is a miracle indeed. Quran, it is a miracle indeed. Every letter of the Quran is a miracle. Every ayah of the Quran is a miracle. Every surah of the Quran is a miracle. And the whole Quran is a miracle of miracles. It is the ultimate miracle. The glorious Quran is an evidence by itself. It does not need any supportive evidence to prove that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fifth reason why Quran is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it has scientific facts. It has scientific facts which were absolutely unknown to the people of that time. Imagine, more than 1400 years back, a person who didn't have any access to the current day laboratories, technology, advancement, science, tools, how can he speak about established scientific facts? For example, the Quran says in Surah Anbiya, Surah number 21, ayah number 30, أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ كَانَتَا رَتْقًا فَفَتَّقْنَهُمَا وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ أَفَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he talks about the creation of the universe. Allah says, do not the unbelievers see that the heavens and the earth were joined together and we clove them asunder? We separated them. We did that bang. We did that explosion and expansion. And every living creature is created from water. Will you still not believe? It's a rhetoric way of asking that the Quran mentions this scientific fact, which is an established scientific fact in the Quran. It is mentioned clearly, explicitly, which was revealed in the desert of Arabia more than 1400 years ago. How can a person who was an ummi prophet, an unlettered person who didn't know how to read and write, mentions about such a scientific fact in those days? Which results us to think that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are no less than 1,000 ayat of the Quran which speaks about the scientific facts, about the field of embryology. Allah mentions in Surah Mu'minun, Surah number 23, ayah number 12 to 14, accurately and actual steps of the human embryonic development. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions about these scientific facts for us to ponder, reflect and understand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, أَفَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Will you still not believe? Which means what? We have to ponder. We have to reflect. The people of science and technology have to take the Quran. It is not the book which has only lessons of the people of the past. No! The Quran is from Allah and it came for the whole of humanity till eternity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about these scientific facts for us to ponder and as a reason to prove that this is Allah's work. This is the speech of Allah Almighty. The sixth reason why Quran is from Allah is because it has historical facts. Historical facts which were never ever told by the people. Like for example, a small example of the character of Haman. Haman is mentioned in the Quran in the narratives of the story of Musa alayhi salam, as he was considered to be the close associate of Pharaoh. The people didn't know about this character. They only read in the Quran until and unless they did this decoding of Egyptian hieroglyphics in the 19th century. Only then they got to know that there was a character, there was a man who was an associate of Pharaoh. A historical fact. Quran is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also because it contains the prophecies of the future. It mentions, like for example, the prophecy which was fulfilled in Surah Rum, Surah number 30, ayah number 1 and 2. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the story, the prophecy of Byzantine, that they will be defeated. But soon they will come and defeat. This prophecy got fulfillment accurately. A book which talks about scientific facts, a book which talks about historical facts, a book which talks about the future prophecies which are fulfilled and will fulfill. This means nothing except that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another reason why Quran is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is because it is universal guidance for all the people. Wherever the Muslims are, they will have the same Mus'haf, they will have the same Quran, they will read the same Quran, they will understand the same Quran, they have the same message as a guidance for the whole of mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayah number 185, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. Ramadan was the month in which was sent down the Quran as a guidance for the whole of humanity and as a criterion to judge right from wrong. The glorious Quran came as a guidance for the whole of humanity, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sender of this final guidance. Another reason why Quran is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is because this is the book which provides the solutions for the problems of mankind. You see, we need a divine guidance. We need accurate and exact solutions for the problems that we face. And when we look into the Quran, we find the solutions to the problems even at the individual level, even at the family level, even at the society level, even though if it is a national or an international level. Quran is a guide for all the people. Quran, it came as the solution to the problems of mankind. That is why Quran is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one can provide the best solution other than the Creator Himself, the glorious Quran. It came as a solution for the problems of mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given many reasons for us to reflect, to understand and to ponder over the Quran, and which results to a clear conclusion that this Quran is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This Quran can never be a human work. This Quran can never be a speech of anyone. The glorious Quran, it came as the ultimate source of guidance for the people. It came as a final testament for the people. It came as an instruction manual, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Az-Zumar, Surah number 39, ayah number 41, that this Quran we has revealed to you, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, so that you may instruct people. And he who benefits from this instruction, he benefits his own self. And he who keeps himself away, they harms themselves. So the Quran came as an instruction manual for people to take lessons from it as the ultimate source of guidance. All these points prove that Quran is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All these points help us to realize and understand that this can never be the work of human. In fact, my dear brothers and sisters, the very purpose of the Quran, the very purpose of sending the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ibrahim, Surah number 14, ayah number 1, and we have revealed this Quran to you, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, so that you may take people from darkness to light, from ignorance to knowledge. The very purpose of revealing the Quran is to bring people from darkness to light, from ignorance to knowledge. I invite you to read by yourself the glorious Quran. Understand the glorious Quran, and you would definitely be convinced, if you are fair and honest human being who knows, who reads the Quran, who understands the Quran, you would absolutely be convinced and would confess to the fact that this Quran is from Allah, as others did after studying honestly with fair viewpoint. They have concluded that this Quran is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear brothers and sisters, it's a time to reflect. If you are a non-Muslim and you have these questions, is Quran from Allah? Refer to this. Understand what we have mentioned. All the points which will benefit you to be successful. Because without this book, there is no success. This book, there is no guidance. Without this book, there is no hope of salvation. I would like to end my talk with an ayah from Surah Rahman, Surah number 55, ayah number 1 and 2, in which Allah Almighty says, Ar-Rahman, Allama al-Quran. Ar-Rahman, the most gracious God, it is He who has taught the glorious Quran. Wa akhiru dawana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Open your eyes to the world of today. Believe not the lies that they always say. Look for the truth and swallow your pride. For things that you thought that didn't exist, that you might find. Know that we are living.